The next patient is Steve Baumgartner. B-A-U-M, like in Mike, G-A-R, like in Roger, D, like in Delta, N, like in November, E, like in Echo, R, like in Roger. Baumgartner, B-A-U-M, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N. Number one, this patient is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 2, period. He was found with a selective proteinuria of 650 milligrams. However, the patient did not do the laboratory workup as ordered in order to give follow-up to this condition. We don't have any urine available, period. The retroperitoneal ultrasound was unremarkable. In the left kidney, there is a cyst that is not septated. The patient states that it's the same site where he had lithotripsy when he had nephrolithiasis many years ago, period. The current laboratory workup, the serum creatinine is 1, the BUN is 19, estimated EFR is 73, sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 with the normal limits, albumin is 4.8. Uric acid is 5. Number 2, the patient has urinary retention. The post-void ultrasound showed a total volume of 241. There was no thickening of the bladder wall. There was no trabeculation, and there was a residual volume of 41 mL per minute. Following number. Arterial hypertension that has been under control. The current blood pressure is 130 over 67. The patient is advised to continue taking the medications at home. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of statins. The patient has a history of hepatitis C. Following number, history of abdominal aortic aneurysm that has been followed by the PCP, period. He has a history of diabetes mellitus that is type 2, hemoglobin A1C 6.6. The most likely situation is that the proteinuria is associated to the diabetes and the hypertension. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. A paragraph we invested 9 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging in the face-to-face, 18 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.